Tuesday, Parshas Korach, Rabbi Yossi Mohr.
Right, good chodesh, everyone. The topic of having tzitzis outside of trousers is changes with society, and the question is, if al pi halacha, how does it work? I remember when I was younger, yesh v'yesh. Some people did, some people didn't, some people with age, some people in stages and places. The shaila is, everyone can quote different things in Europe, what happened in Europe and Switzerland. Someone just told me that his father-in-law got, the manager came to his father-in-law once and pointed that his sitters said, what are those, get rid, put them in, and he said, I'm quitting, and he left the job. You'll find all sorts of things flying around. The shaila is when we just actually focus on our pi halacha, how do we see things? Shulchan Aruch says that a talis cotton should really be worn on top of your begodim. So on top of all your clothes, let's say you finish wearing your clothes, you've got a jacket. On top of your jacket, you should put your talis. What's the purpose of that? So you should be able to see. The whole purpose is you should be able to see it. Very good. So you should always see it. He is Kerah HaMitzvahs. Now you can question the Shulchan Aruch. Why is he telling you to wear the beged on top of your begodov? It's enough to put it inside and then have the tzitzis outside. It's muchach from Shulchan Aruch that there seems to be this inyan to also have the beged on top. The ma'isa, the minig is nishta zeh bichlal, like the Mogen Avraham brings. The Mogen Avraham says, Baksovim, al pi Kabbalah, Isa, the talis cotton dafka tachas begodim. There's a hakpoda to dafka have talis tachas begodov. And there are those al pi Kabbalah who say, just like the beggar should be underneath, also the tzitzis string should dafka be underneath. In fact, the Sfaradim, the Yaskel Avdi, there's many tshuva Sfarim by the Sfaradim that take it literally. And they say, if the Ksovim say that talis cotton should be tachas begodov, not only the beged, it should also be the tzitzis. And Rebbe Avadya Yosef has got tshuva in Yechavidas, Chele Beis, Siman Aleph, to say that it should dafka be underneath. And faket, anyone that does it outside, it could be yuhara. It could be like you're showing off, you're showing as if you're very special. It's like we don't, lots of things we don't do. So you don't want to show that you're special. So faket, they are more than a tier to keep it inside. The problem is, as Ashkenazim, as we follow Ashkenaz, we're meshubat the shtigl to Mogen Avraham. You look at the meshubat Mogen Avraham, Mogen Avraham carries on something. He says, v'nira li, after bringing the ksovim to dafka have it inside, he says, the tzorech shiyu hatzitzis mi bachutz, the tzitzis have to be outside, u'deloika oisam, not like those, shatoichavim oisam, who stick it back knofais. Knofais is something we're not used to seeing. Knofais is on the corner, they would make a pocket like. So you used to have it? Yeah, on the corner of the tzitzis, like a pocket like?
The square
towards the corner, and you can, instead of it being like a material, they used to have a pocket that you can put the tzitzis inside the pocket, and it's very neat. So it doesn't look like you've got tzitzis on. Mogen Avraham has got a sofek, whether it's ma'akav, he's got a tzad to say that if no tzitzis comes out the beker, imagine all four is neatly put inside, it could be that you're not Yotza, but he says, but yeah, the Yotza's got a right from Tosis, the Ritzbah, Benegir to a mace, there's a Machlokes Rishonim whether you put a talis on a mace, and it's Yisrael, they're not Noeg Azoy, here they are Noeg, and the Ritzbah says to get around the Shaila, whether you should put scissors on a mace, you should put a talis, but then put it into the Knofis, we do something else, but put it into the Knofis, the Mimon of Shach. You yotza the mitzvah alatzad the mitzvah of tzitzis in the ger la'os lavoi, and there won't be a shayla of loik larosh won't apply because it will be stuck inside, so you can't see it. So the Mogen Avraham brings a raya from there that you see that you're still yotza b'diyeved if you've got the tzitzis stuck inside the knofis. It's not clear that Mogen Avraham was talking about where it comes outside, but it's just inside the trousers that we're going to come to in a second. You could say Mogen Avraham would still have an issue with that. you should know the main point of the Magen Avraham is that something should come out the beged. He's hacking the idea that it shouldn't be stuck in the knof, it shouldn't be stuck in the corners. But if you have it coming outside normally, it's just stuck inside the trousers, that's what we need the Mefurash and Makor for. That we don't have from the Magen Avraham. It could be Adi Adonish.
Even Mishias, when he says, they're all long begotten, so it might have been loose underneath. There was no way of bringing it outside. If it's stuck to begotten, then the sisters can't be outside.
Yes. They say that's one of the milers of not wearing a frack. Because if you wear a frack, a long jacket, then you don't see the tzitzis anyway. Like this, you can see the tzitzis. We're going to get there. Let's cut to the chase. We've got the Loshna Mishabura. Mishabura brings something, after he brings the Magen Avraham, he brings something very interesting. He's got a shtikel hak. It's not a usual for him to write this. He says, V'oison hu anoshim, those people, ha'masimin ha'tzitzis ba'mechnosayim shalem, who puts the tzitzis in their trousers, lo yidai shema'alina meinayim, not only are they covering up that they can't see the tzitzis, oid he mevazin, they are disgracing es mitzvah Hashem yisparach v'asidin he nitin es adim. It's a very shav for loshon of the Mishabura. It's not like his derech, and he says that which they say umash or imrim, and that which people say that I need to hide it because they're going shahilche bein anochrim, that they don't want to be seen with it. It would be enough just to put a besoich hakonof. It would be enough just to wipe it inside the trousers. You should put it inside the konof. V'yamol, they used to have the konof. Put it there. And then he gives it a whole half a omad of a mishaberach. Just imagine you had a prize, a medal from a king, from Donald Trump. Yeah, you want to show it off. You'll put it over here. Everyone would know exactly where it is. It comes to mishaberach to explain how it should be a kibbutz and it shouldn't be a bizoyan. And why are we putting it? He's got two nekudas. One is that you won't be able to see it. And number two is the bizoyan. Now, he's not clear what is the bizoyan. Some want to say that he says oy him mevazin oisoi, then mevazin the mitzvah Hashem. What bizoyin is there by putting the tzitzis strings inside the trousers? So first is the reason oisoi, that's number one. But then he says va'oid, besides for the reason oisoi, the also mevazin. What bizoy is there by putting? If someone puts a lulav inside, he wants to go through border control and he doesn't want them to see them any problems, so he puts the lulav inside his trousers, it touches his legs. Any issue? So actually you can say, so you see them, you should know, someone wanted to say, they asked the Oznid Baru, that maybe the Mishabura was referring to when they put it inside the underwear, not inside the trousers, inside the underwear. Now firstly, I don't think it's Mistaba, nor does the Oznid Baru. Also, it's not clear how the Mishabura knew that people were putting it in the underwear, not in the trousers. So it's not clear. They're not the Pashas Halosha Mishabura. It does seem the Mishabura is being choshesh that there's a problem of bizoyin. The very fact that it touches the skin of the legs, even if you haven't got any problem of real bizoyin, of underwear, even if it's just inside the trousers, he still seems to be, still seems to be a problem of the Mishabura. The problem is, it's not so clear where this comes from. Where do you find Azar Bizoin? This takes you to the topic about can you have a tzitzis, a vest tzitzis. You find in Meshorim, you find a vest tzitzis where you haven't got, usually you typically have a vest and then you have tzitzis on top, a beged of tzitzis. And now this idea is that it combines the two, so now it becomes your vest. Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach had no problem with it. You'll find others that will. Rav Chaim Kineski writes about this. There's a Evan Yisrael, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Fisher speaks about it. There's a Maila, they say it's a Maila not to, but Faket, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says there's no problem of having a vest tzitzis because it's supposed to be worn as you wear. It's supposed to be going on a goof. It's not supposed to be going on an ornament. It's supposed to be going on a goof. If a goof is mazia, then fine, very nice. But that's goof for a beggar. Anyway, so it's not clear where the Mishabura gets it from. That is a bizarre. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Oyebach picks up on this and he says, where's the Mishabura getting from that as a bizoyin to put inside tzitzis? It sits inside the trousers. Where bizoyin is it? Shlomo Zalman is more noted to say that the Mishabura is more bothered about doing it machmas busha. That person's embarrassment, so he's putting it inside his trousers. And it's a small bizoyin. But if a person's not doing machmas busha, he's just doing it for other reasons, so that for comfort, for other things, then it could be it's not included. You should see that the nusach of the Achronim is to somehow water down the Loshna Mishabura to say that the mevaza the tzitzis. Just for example, the Orcha Shulchan brings this down. He brings the Magen Avraham, they should have tzitzis out. And he says some people, he says the same thing as the Mishnah Berurah, that some people stick it inside the trousers. And he doesn't hack it the same way as the Mishnah Berurah does. They both came from Europe, similar timing, and they're both analyzing what's going on. They realize people are walking around with tzitzis inside. Mishnah Berurah gives a shtar kazach that they're mevazeh. V'asidin listen to sadin. Or Chashulchan takes a much softer approach. He says, Ein roch achomim lo yichai mem. And if you know that you're going to be made fun of, then it's fine to be soymach on it. So you have a person, he knows he's going to be made fun of, he feels very uncomfortable, he's got an appointment, he feels very awkward. So then Aruch HaShulchan was okay with that. It doesn't seem to be that Mishnah Berurah is quoting epis like a Maran Mokum, a Mokar Avraham, saying that there's some real issue of being mevazeh. It's more of a herigashi that he's quoting, and then it's Tola, where you come from, in Radin. This is the interesting how you'll find different places and we'll take it softer. And therefore, once you've made sure that you've got the Mokar Avraham is the one that establishes it should be outside. It should be outside, it shouldn't be in the knoffers. Once it's not in the knoffers, it's not in the corners, it's outside, now you have another shayla. Can you put it inside the trousers? So everyone seems to agree, Aruch HaShulchan and everyone, when I say everyone, I mean the Litvisha, Poiskim, seem to agree that there's a mile of having it outside, but the Nusach varies. Aruch HaShulchan says, no, if you know you're going to be made fun of, then it's absolutely fine. The Mishnah Berurah is a bit more harsh on that one. So you can see that this inyan of having it outside, it seems to be more of a herigash than anything else. Arrived from the Mogen Avraham, yesh v'yesh. It's not so clear if the Mogen Avraham had a specific taina against the tzitzis being outside. The pashtus is, but he's more worried about the knoffers. If you're going to stick it in the knoffers and it's not coming out, he quotes the Gemara Menachos, tzitzis. The word tzitzis is losha from yotze. It comes from the word yotze, like the Malbum says, meitzitz. It comes coming outside, has to stick outside. So the Mogen Avraham said, it can't be stuck in the knoffers. But once it's coming out, is it so clear that it has to be outside the trousers, not inside the trousers? And if you put it outside the trousers and you wear a record all day, you know, Mogen Avraham is going to have a problem with that? You can see, the main hakapod of the Mogen Avraham seemed to be that it should come out of the tzitzis. Whether you're covering up over it isn't so clear than Mogen Avraham. You should know, Reb Reuven Feinstein, there's this small clip, like a minute clip, where they ask Reb Reuven Feinstein, from what age should the boy have the tzitzis stuck up? Because when we were younger, a lot of boys had the tzitzis inside. And then the shayla was, when you bar mitzvah, you start thinking, oh, that was the shayla. And Reuven Feinstein, he says, Dreiminish can cop. There's no Indian, there's no such Indian at all to have tzitzis outside. I don't think you'll be able to hear. Listen to a second. He's a Jewish cop. I don't have my tzitzis outside my trousers. No, my father never had the tzitzis out of the trousers.
He wears tzitzis out at no age.
At no.
I don't wear them out. My father didn't wear them out. 3 minutes can cop about wearing them out. There's no such mission of order to even want to look that way. There's no such din.
Right?
There's no such.
See, now you should know from there online there's a whole Mishnah Berurah about where does this come from? What was the shit of Reb Moshe Feinstein? He basically said there's no such thing categorically to have tzitzis out. Now he said, so some explain that the shitter is that the Mishnah Berurah was talking about if you have your beged bachutz. If you have your beged on top of your begodim, then you should make sure that the tzitzis are outside. You shouldn't have the beged out and the tzitzis in. It's bizarre to now you have the beged out and then the tzitzis put in. But if you have the beged inside, then by all means you can have the tzitzis strings inside. It's a chiddush. It needs to be mevorah. No one can start with remotion and it's, there's no question about that. But the problem is we don't have that information exactly what that shit is. They're adamant to say there's no such inyan. But the Maaseh, you open the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that even if we're noyig to have the tzitzis inside, there's still an inyan. The Mogen Avraham seems to imply there's still an inyan to have the tzitzis outside. Yes, the shayla is if you're embarrassed, everything like that. Someone told me he's going away in Europe on summer holidays, and his wife told him that she doesn't feel comfortable that he's got his tzitzis outside when he goes randomly in all the far areas of Europe. They feel very unsafe. So you can clear about whether it is safe, it's not safe, whether it's mishagah, it's not mishagah. At the end of the day, if someone feels like that, that in itself, the Mishnah Berurah would take more of a heavy stance. Would say, what are you, what are you, If it's a makom sakana, then even if it's tagged in, you shouldn't be going. And if it's not a makom sakana, then it shouldn't be mevushas. It shouldn't be mevush. Yeah, so that's the Mishabura stance. Or Chashuchim will take more of a softer stance and say, look, if you have any tzorich, then it's nishkin grace zach to put it inside the mechanasim. That seems to be the mahalach of the tzitzit. So again, although we see the Loshna Mishabura is very, very stark, you see how the other, even the Litvish Apoiskim, are there to water it down and say, when he's be, it's okay. So you can see that is the approach. But the Mishabura clearly had this in for us, benegeir to the busha. He couldn't deal with the idea that a person is mavuyish to be a yid. Again, it's unfortunate that these days we have to hear it from people like what's it called, Mike Huckabee. He's the one that keeps on saying that the Jews should be proud to be yidden. This is what we hear, and they're the ones standing up saying there's no need for the busha, as long as you're not stepping on anyone's toes, and therefore that's the chizik that the Mishabura, at least what you see from the Mishabura, to try and be proud of it and stick with it. Just an interesting shaila someone had, that they for a few weeks they bought a beged which was made from wool. That means a lot of begodim, a lot of tzitzis, are the actual beggars made from cotton. But you can get more mahuda, as Machlok is showing about it, some shitters hold that a beggar to be yotamidoi raisa, you have to make sure that not only the tzitzis are wool, but the beggar they're also wool. As Machlok is showing him, me'ikadim we take on that it doesn't have to be wool. The chaznish kayadua held like the gone, that we don't, the hidafka didn't have wool. And Ramosha argued, and Ramosha says, Faket, if there's a mila to bring yourself up to a level of a deraisa, avada, you should try and get a tzitzis wool, which is tzitzis. They say the joke that this someone in Bnei Brak who wears a woolen tzitzis is mimonav shach. He says if a person in Bnei Brak goes and buys himself a woolen tzitzis, where it's so hot, he's beged a shoita, and the shoita is potter min ha-mitzvahs. You'll find all different schoits that out there, when you get to the actual tzitzis. But the maisa shahoya, what happened last week, a few weeks ago, someone went to buy a beged, and he decided he wants to buy a woolen, he would try it out, he's going to buy wool. He read through the Loshon HaTshuva Ramosha. Ramosha was quite convincing that it's kedai, and he bought himself a woolen beged. And the Maisa, after 3-4 weeks, he realizes it's not so gishmak. Does he have to do a Torah Sedorim when he wants to downgrade to his cotton sitters? That was his shayla. So, what would you say? He's noig already for 3 days. He's noig for 3 weeks. Is there an Indian to do a Torah Sedorim? There's a nice tshuva of Shlomo Zalman Oyebach that says, although the Rama says, don't rely on a Torah Sedorim that we do on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, those who manage, they do a Torah Sedorim. Even if you don't manage, if you say Kol Nidre with the Chazan, then that also acts as if you've done a Mesiris Meidah. And the Rama says, don't rely on it. Don't rely on it. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, when did the Rama say not to rely on it? When you say Nedorim, when you make a Neder. Today, you make a Neder, I'm going to do this. So fine, don't rely on it. Do a Torah Sedorim. But when you didn't make a Neder, you just acted on something. You did a herigo. You did a davat. You were marigal yourself a davatay, but it was never moitzis v'sechot ishmer v'sisa. You never came out your mouth. Shlomo Zalman Oyebach has got tshuva on this in Minchas Shleima, and he brings from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Salmas Chaim, who wants to say that on that you can rely on this. You can rely on a Torah Sedorim. So for this case, where a person wanted to the ma'isa, he wanted to downgrade. There is an Indian that I actually saw him missing Karelitz Tainas, that if a person wants to downgrade from a woolen tzitzis to a cotton tzitzis, he doesn't even need that Torah Sedorim. Now he writes there, because when he took on to wear a woolen beged, he did it al das to be yotzer the Indian lechatchila, and now he don't want it to be yotzer lechatchila. I find it a bit chiddush, because according to those shitters who hold that you need wool, then now you brought yourself into the mitzvah, and now you're stopping to the mitzvah. So you should really be mechuyev to do a Torah Sedorim. So b'kitzur, this person who went to the shop, he went to buy a woolen tzitzis, he thought you'd try it out, because Rav Moshe Feinstein says it is an Indian. After 3-4 weeks, I don't know why he started doing it in the summer when it's very hot. Anyway, he gave up on it 3 weeks time. There is a greater Indian to be mekel. I just have to mention that here in Manchester was eicher to do tcheles. Everyone clears about his tcheles, you know, having blue tzitzis. But the whole purpose of blue tzitzis is to remind you of the rakia. of the sky. But here in Manchester, when we have the sky is white, I think the tzechela should be white. Well, Yotze, we look at the white, you see the white, you see the sky. Yotze, tzechela, same Manchester sky.